never even considered.
Just that silly stuff, mm-hmm. that it was really good.
Uh-huh.
My wife writes a circular letter, and I, there's a squirrel going down that tree right now, right there, with that ground. He's there.
I see him on the ground. That's a red squirrel?
She said, she writes a circular letter. There are five of our graduating class yet that are still living, five girls, and she writes to them. And I'm the only boy. There were six boys in our class, but I'm the only boy left. So whenever I find any funny stuff like that, when I put in a letter and said, long I sent this time, I just wonder what they'll think of it.
The kind of three-leafed thing to stay away from.
Poison ivy. Poison, you better stay away from it. Don't bother me a bit, but my wife, just if the wind blows towards her, she'll get it.
I used to walk by it, I'd get it.
It's kind of hard to get rid of, too, if you get a good dose of it.
What did you say George Washington's wife's name was?
Martha.
That's a word I'm going
to
use.
That's the reason George took her to covered away, because she wasn't as good looking as Mrs. Kennedy.
Another kind of, they say it's poison, I guess it's if you get it on your hands and put your hands in your mouth, it is. It grows about 6 feet high.
Poison oak.
Or it grows along the highways.
Mm-hmm, on fences and fence posts. And
it has that red cone on it in the fall.
Oh, well, that's sumac. That's sumac. That's, that, what kind of that's poisonous, too. Very poisonous. Up in Michigan, that you've got to look out for the sumac that grows in Michigan. It's poisonous. You get, poison off of it up there.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was poisonous someplace.
We have land just east of Vanity up there. Hard road runs right through our farm.
Two kinds of berries that you might eat in summer.
Oh, blackberries, strawberries, gooseberries,
and
raspberries.
And a place where you'd go to get maple syrup.
Maple tree, yes.
And it'd probably be growing in a maple...
maple grove, yes. But say, you know, we have, there's a fellow down here by Lakin that has quite a large maple grove. He was the outstanding young farmer last year with the JCs. And he has copper tubes in all those maple trees and has it all piped into one big vat, and they are making maple sugar right along.
Hmm.
But it takes 10 gallons of, 10 gallons of water, was it, or 50 gallons? 50 gallons of sap, I believe, just to make a pint of syrup. But they bought it. You can buy maple syrup, pure maple syrup, right here at Lincoln. It's all sent. The trees are all piped with copper pipes so as to run it all into one big vat.
Save time.
Yeah. They run right down to where they cook it, you know, and everything's just as handy as can be.
There are two kinds of maple trees.
Hard and soft. You make this out of the hard maple.
What's a sugar maple? Is that a
sugar maple, yeah.
That same thing?
That's the hard maple.
Sugar bush? Did you ever talk about that? Now, if you somebody asked you to do something and you thought you better check with Mrs. Isla first, you might say, "Well, I'd better ask my
better half."
Did you really say that?
Yeah, because she's so much. Oh, I don't know. It's much better educated than I was. I don't. It just was natural for her. Her English is perfect almost. If I see a strange word, I just ask her and she knows it right now, but she just has made a study all her life. If she sees a word that she doesn't know the meaning of, she goes to the dictionary and finds out. And I'll tell you, it's just a pretty hard matter to stop her on that or on the Bible, either one. Now, she's taught Sunday school class since before we were married. We've been married 55 years. And boy, she knows the Bible from A to Z. Just the other night over television, they was giving her going over things about some fellow getting thrown out of a boat into bulrushes, and they looked him up and found out it was Moses. They just went on to tell all sorts of ridiculous stuff as that. it really tickled her to see how they had to all figure it out.
Yeah. Well, she would refer to you then, and she'd say, I have to ask my...
my husband, that's what
she'd probably say. She wouldn't say my man. Mister? The mister?
No, she
would
might
say... Would you
say
the missus? I have to ask the missus?
I might say yes, I might ask Mrs.
I have to ask my woman?